Okay. Some of you will have heard this talk before, and it's about becoming a Christian, actually. And we're going to be celebrating communion in a bit. And that's why you're all around tables. That's why it's a bit different today, because we want to celebrate communion. We've been asked to remember it, and so we're going to be doing it in groups, so that you're going to be sharing together as a group. But before we do that, it's just going over some of the basics, really. And they're really fundamental. And like that song, that's one of the songs that we use in our kids' worship, and it's the most powerful song that I sing, and it gets me every time. Because we're telling God we love him. Okay. So, in the beginning, when God created us, we were like this, clean. A bit scrunched up, I'm sorry. But we were clean and white. And God was pleased with how he created the world. Okay. But then sin got in the way. So what's sin? It's a bit of an old-fashioned word, isn't it? What do you think it is? Yeah. When we do things that God doesn't like. When we do things wrong. When we say or do the wrong thing. And we all do it. And things go a bit wrong with our friendship with God then, because sin gets in the way. And God cannot stand sin. And it's a bit like this with our handkerchief. We get stained. And things happen, not because we mean to, but we're not perfect. And once sin entered the world, it meant that we weren't perfect. Okay. So sin stains us. And it's not how God created us to be. And we can try and do things better. In the Old Testament, God gave the law. And they were told rules to obey. But even then, they could not keep them. So God gave sacrifices. So they would sacrifice an animal instead of the sin. But that didn't really work. And today, even today, we try and do things by ourselves. We try and correct our mistakes. We try, even Christians, don't always go back to God and ask for the forgiveness that we need. We try and do things in our own way, in our own strength. And when we try and do that, things often get worse. So we try and wash things away, and we try and do things that correct and make our lives better, but actually it gets worse. Okay. And the only thing that can correct us is God. Okay. And his sacrifice that he made when he died on the cross. He gave his life so that we can have life. And it's as basic as that. He took that sacrifice for us. And if we turn to God and say sorry, and if we believe that Jesus is Lord, and we ask him to be the saviour of our life, and ask for his Holy Spirit to come in and fill us, it's like this. It starts, can you see, becoming back to how he created us to be. And then we have the Holy Spirit with us all the time. We become back to the person that he created us to be. And what God wants is that we take that Holy Spirit with us wherever we go. So when we were trying to wash in the world, we were stained by the world. And God asks us to take his Holy Spirit back into the world, because as we walk with his Holy Spirit, that world will become, the Holy Spirit will become known by the world. Can you see that? And it is really basic, isn't it? But God did not complicate things. Often we complicate things. And we are told in the Bible that once we become a Christian, that we're no longer sinners, we are saints. Okay, and often we still think of ourselves as sinners. And we can still sin, but we're not a sinner. We are a saint because we have the Holy Spirit with us. So when the sin happens, which it still will, we go back to God because we don't need there. He's with us. And it will go. Okay? And that's all we have to do. On your pieces of paper, on your tables are pieces of paper. And so often we let our worries and our fears and our shame and our guilt get in the way of our relationship with God. And he doesn't want those barriers. He wants us to be able to come and worship him in spirit and in truth. And sometimes sin gets in the way. And on the paper, firstly, if ever you've not done that prayer before, where you've asked Jesus to be your saviour and say that Jesus is Lord and you want him as in your life, you can write on that piece of paper and then just pop it over here. But actually declaring that as a fact is a really important step to becoming a Christian. But also the paper is there for you to write a worry, to you to say I'm sorry over something. Nobody's going to see it, and then it's going to get scrunched up, and there's a worry bin, and it's going to get dumped, okay? Because you've said your forgiveness, you've said your story. Okay, and then during the next song that we're going to sing, which is Amazing Grace, which the words are so powerful, it tells you of the grace of God, because he's there loving you unconditionally. Like all of our songs today have been uncontainable, inexplainable, because we can't understand God's love. He loves every single one of us in a perfect way. And he wants that relationship so much. He wants that intimacy with us. And today that's what it's about. So if you've got something that you just want to get rid of, say sorry. During the song, we're going to be all standing. Just write it out, dump it. Because then we're going to come back to communion. Is that okay?